You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we do have a lot going on again this week. We're actually heading up towards the sun entering Libra, which is the autumn equinox. So we're in the last few days of Virgo. And we're actually going to have a conjunction between the sun and Mercury in Virgo too. So it is a very good time to kind of get your ducks in a row, figure out what possible healing regimes you would like to stick with for the next 3 months. Because things that you do put into motion during Virgo in relation to your health often are very, like, they're long-standing. They really work out. I quit smoking in Virgo years and years and years ago, and I was a smoker. I loved smoking. I loved the social aspect of it. I loved the actual smoke. I don't anymore, but at the time, I had all kinds of reasons why I didn't want to let go of those little cigarette buddies of mine. But ultimately, I also knew that they were killing me. So I managed to pull it off, and I pulled it off when the sun was in Virgo. So there is a lot of support for ditching negative habits. And all negative habits, all especially things that are like addictive-based, sugar, you know, things that suck your life force that aren't good for you. Maybe if you drink too much booze or smoke cigarettes or, I don't know, eat too much bacon, something that you're addicted to, it can really like suck your life force. So it's important to kind of clear and purify and protect your energy. So Virgo will help you see where these leaks might be occurring in your energy systems and how you can plug them up. So that's this week. You might have been, oftentimes with the sun in Virgo, our immune systems can take a hit and you can end up getting, you know, there's all the little susceptibilities that we have, and it's a stressful time of change. So you might have felt like you've got a cold, or actually my whole family just came down with a cold. We've all been like totally sick for the past 7 days. So it is something that can happen with Virgo, because you do get kind of stressed out and then your immune system's open. Or if you like make a, you know, mistake in your diet and eat too much gluten or something, that can give the body a reason to get a cold to purge it out of there. So if that is the case for you, I hope that you feel better soon. And I'm sure you will, actually, because the sun is about to go into Libra. And Libra likes things to be peaceful and harmonious and beautiful and not sick. Sick is not a Libra thing. They do not enjoy sickness because it's gross. So with the conjunction between Mercury and the sun on the 20th, before it goes, Mercury goes into Libra, do take time to see what's going on in your mind, because you might be having some really clear insights into what you need to do to change your habits and, you know, just kind of the routines and the habits and the things that, that's where success is built, right? Is on kind of repetitive actions over and over again until one day there's success. It just doesn't all happen in the Sagittarian Jupiter preference of just magically appearing. It can, but generally on the earth plane, there's a lot of work involved in success happening. On the 18th, there's a big it's a square between Mars and Uranus. And this is the third of three between these two planets. And it's a pretty big, like, you know, Mars is like an explosive, like go-getting, action-orientated warrior energy. And Uranus is like, let's bust it up and shake things up and like change the status quo. And it can be incredibly discombobulating. And those two energies together actually very much represent like the lava that's flowing in Hawaii and like rumbling changes in the earth and even sinkholes, like where this sort of violent, sudden change kind of happens. So if you're already leaning into change and you're already like working hard at, you know, making sure that the universe and your higher self and you know that you're working for change, like you're not just sitting around eating bonbons, you want to evolve and grow and you know, express the best life you can for yourself and everyone around you. So as long as you kind of got that attitude, generally the Uranus changes are like you can lean into them and you can roll with them and even benefit from them. But if it's, if you are kind of stagnated and, you know, maybe you're not going to give up the booze or you're not going to make the changes that your intuition and higher self has been giving you, then that's when Uranus can get, you know, shocking and stuff happens to shock us out of our stupor, which I guess we're lucky for ultimately because life's short. So that is an energy on the 18th that you might want to watch out for. And it does have, like, there's lovely aspects around it, though, too. Like a sextile to Jupiter, which gives it, like, you sort of get why you're growing. Emotionally, there's an understanding. The moon is in Capricorn. And Capricorn likes to work hard. It really is a natural at working hard. So if you, you know, keep an eye out for that day for important, you know, progress to be made. So coming up on the 21st, we'll have the conjunction between the Sun and Mercury, and then Mercury moves to Libra. So that is a nice change from our perspectives that we've been going through with the Virgo energy. It'll change from this sort of like, oh, let's scrub the tiles with the toothbrush to let's go have a lovely dinner with a beautiful view and wonderful company. So it's like, thank goodness for that, because life can't all be work, 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 and toil, toil, toil. It's just, you know, too short for that. There's got to be some fun and some beauty. And so with the Sun moving into Libra, that day, it's a power point on the equinoxes when the seasons change. So on the 22nd, it occurs at 6:55 p.m. PST. The moon is in Pisces. And it's got a lovely, like, lots of lovely aspects around it. There's a sextile to Uranus, which gives you an ability to kind of, like, shake up the status quo, and perhaps new interesting people will come into your life at that time. Also, with a sextile to Uranus or to Saturn, there's an ability to commit and to work. And most successful endeavors require, at first, a commitment. You can't kind of be like all wishy-washy and I'm not really sure, and you need to make a commitment. There is also a lovely trine between Venus and the moon that day. So it is a very energetically supported, like a lovely, I would suggest that our next 3 months are going to be kind of a nice break from all that we've been going through. There's like, you know, it's been exhausting for people. The retrograde planets, not really, especially if you are trying to make forward movement, it's so frustrating when it just seems like, you know, the same thing is repeated and repeated. And you have to ask yourself, why is that happening? You know, sometimes it's just our programming that keeps us stuck in the loop. So genuinely seeking a connection to your own higher self through within your own, you know, your own heart, your own self, your own perceptions can kind of bust you out of those programs that have been, you know, unintentionally in some cases and intentionally in others, put into your system to kind of keep you floundering. So if you can just access that, it's such a simple step to then move forward. So that is something you could consider for the Sun in Libra. Also, if you are single, it's a really good time to meet a loved one, meet a lifelong loved one. In fact, I met my hubby who we have been together for, in October, will be 19 years. And that is like, I feel so grateful for that, like so grateful, especially because I've loved him all these years too. That's the power of the Libra energy. So it's very harmonious. And I mean, sure, we have our differences and I'm like kind of a hippie and he likes to mountain bike all the time. But we at the same time have a lot of fundamental shared values. And coming together in Libra like this, when we met in the Libra on the Libra full moon, it gives you a very good chance at harmony and partnership and understanding each other and wanting to make life, you know, better for each other. It's a lovely energy. So all of, you know, the end of September and all the way to the end of October is a great time to meet a significant other. So keep that in mind. Keep your heart open. Make your, you know, your list of what you're trying to attract, and also make a list of what you have to offer. Because so often we're like, oh, this is what I want. But especially with this Libra energy, what do you have to share? What can you offer to a relationship? Like, I can make really good soup and I fold the laundry. So, you know, there's these little things that you can like offer. Give it, you know, a good hand massage, or I'll take out the garbage. Like, relationships is a lot about negotiating and, you know, being, picking up the slack when the other one can't. And there's just so much more to it than like the love and the roses and the flowers. And I mean, sometimes that's not even part of it at all. But just being together and helping each other is kind of what relationship is all about. And it makes life a lot easier when you're sharing tasks like that. So ask yourself, what can I do to open my heart to a harmonious, loving, supportive relationship? And what can I do to be a supportive, loving, harmonious partner? That's a good thing to look into during this Libra season. Also, anything, any sort of beauty or harmony or art, anything that you would like to, you know, going to museums, going to nice dinners, like keeping things simple and beautiful is Libra is really working towards that. There can also be the unfortunate side of Libra is that they do see all sides of everything. So it can be very tricky to make a decision. So if you have to make a decision that's important, you know, do your best. But Libra energy does not lend itself to easy decision making. It's often quite complicated and back and forth. And I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade all of my Scorpio decisiveness for Libra's indecisiveness. We have a busy week. There's a lot of shifts going on. There's a lot of energy changing from very nitpicky, focused, clarifying, purifying energy to let's have some fun and let's come into our hearts and let's come into our bodies and experience, you know, the joy of good conversation and sensual pleasures and yummy food and kind of the little luxuries in life. That is what the Libra season is about. On the Sunday, right after the sun enters Libra, there's a tricky aspect between Saturn and Mercury. My brain's totally working slow today. I've been coughing so much. So that is going to be like, you know, maybe like a, what's it? Is it a chink in the armor? Like, you know, everything's all sorted, but there's this one little weakness. Saturn might make you have some difficult thoughts with Mercury connecting to Mercury like that. And Mercury, you know, or even you'll have like a hurtful encounter with someone, or you'll feel like, I always react to Saturn by being quite sad. Like, I feel rejected and worthless and abandoned. Those are my go-to Saturn feelings. And fearful is one too. But Saturn also gives us the chance of discipline and focus and follow through. And so if you can kind of turn that energy around and turn it into discipline, turn it into focus, then it takes away the kind of the negativity of, you know, the sadness that can come with Saturn or the fear. But with Mercury, it does usually affect our minds. So you might have a day of like low thinking where you're like, you're not able to keep your thoughts clear and of high vibration. Instead, you're like, you know, maybe you're feeling jealous or petty or, you know, or you're being gossipy or something that, you know, or, you know, worse with Saturn square Mercury. It could be the consequences of gossiping, which probably we've all had lessons in life about how shitty gossiping is. But I remember one time having a talk with a friend about another friend who was going down a bad path. And I didn't know what to do about this bad path that they were going around. And she overheard the conversation I had through listening through the door about my concern for her. And instead of taking it as concern for her, she was just pissed off I was talking about her behind her back. And so that is when we stopped being friends. That was the end of that relationship. So clearly it wasn't meant to be a long-term relationship because it was a new relationship. But ultimately you should be able to talk to each other and be open and honest. And the consequences, that could be an example of the Mercury squaring Saturn where, you know, there's consequences to your words. And I'm thinking more of like consequences are gentle, but like punishment. There's like life will come sometimes. That's my little dog flicking his ears. Life will come sometimes and, you know, kick your ass for being a dick. So try not to be a dick. Then life won't have to kick your ass. And, you know, and it can even just kick your ass by having other people who aren't the greatest enter your sphere that you have to deal with. So, you know, make sure that you are sending out love and being loving and supportive. And then that way you can be sure that it's coming back to you. And it's pretty simple that way. So that is it for this week. I'll be back to talk about the harvest full moon in Aries next week. Until then, make sure that you take good care of yourself and that you are grounded and well nourished and drink lots of water and keep your, you know, your aura clean and maybe kind of program one of your crystals with the intentions of the season coming up, which is great. So you have this little talisman to remind you of what your intentions are for the next 3 months, because much progress can be made when you set intentions around the PowerPoints. So have a, you know, be consciously aware of what you're choosing for the next 3 months, especially after the equinox or on, when is the equinox? It's the 22nd. So especially after the equinox on the 22nd, you know, that day, do a little ritual to honor yourself and the people around you and your community that's kind of helped you get where you are and, you know, honor the need to connect in relationship and open your heart to that. So that is it. If you have any questions concerning your own chart, I love to look at people's charts. It's the most fascinating work and also the most fascinating conversation. So I'm very grateful to you all for having your charts done with me. I really do feel like it's such an honor and a privilege to share what I can see there. It's a very amazing and, you know, there's just nothing more satisfying than connecting people with kind of the game plan they left for themselves. It's very cool. So thank you for that. And thank you so much for listening and sharing. And even, you know, it would be great if I got some reviews, even though I hate for some reason asking for that. Reviews would help the podcast get kind of more into the mainstream, which would be awesome because I think astrology is so helpful in everybody's everyday life. So please do share. Again, thank you so much for listening and have a most blessed equinox.